Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, January 31st, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. The big story today is a new jam-packed report from Mark Gurman at Bloomberg claiming that iOS 13 will introduce dark mode system-wide on the iPhone and iPad for the first time. Right now, third-party apps can build their own dark mode themes, and a few Apple apps like Apple Books have optional dark modes, but Apple only recently started supporting dark mode system-wide on the Mac with macOS Mojave, and there's no equivalent feature on the iPhone and iPad yet. There are still some questions about how dark mode will be designed and implemented on iOS, like will OLED screens use true black and LCD screens use dark gray, and can it be turned on automatically with sunset and sunrise or based on screen brightness? Bloomberg's report also says that Apple is working on a new home screen design for iOS 13, but specifically for the iPad, suggesting the home screen on the iPhone won't be radically different, if at all. And on iPhone rumors, Bloomberg corroborates recent reports that claim the iPhone 11 Max, the bigger size, will feature three rear cameras, while Bloomberg is the first to describe how that third camera might be used, describing a situation where you could zoom out of a photo or video during an edit and include details that were captured but not shown in the photo. The report also says that Apple isn't planning on releasing a 2019 iPad Pro, instead focusing on the rumored 10-inch iPad and new budget-priced iPad Mini update, while the 2020 iPad Pro, expected early next year, could be the first to introduce a new laser-focused depth-sensing camera capable of mapping out a scene up to 15 feet away versus the current technology that's limited to up to 50 centimeters away. Bloomberg says that the camera could appear first on the 2020 iPhone if it doesn't show up first on the next iPad Pro. And in app news, Nintendo has announced that its Mario Kart iPhone game is taking longer than expected to complete. Nintendo originally said that Mario Kart for iPhone should be complete around February 2019. That was a bit over a year ago. But now Nintendo says it expects the title to be complete later this summer. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.